This is CPR News. I'm Vic Vella. University of Denver officials say they're investigating a series of anti-Semitic acts that happened on campus last week. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reports.
According to the student org DU Hillel, pork products were glued to a student's dorm room door, and three mezuzot prayer boxes were taken down and defiled. Daniel Bennett is the executive director for Hillel of Colorado.
To us, this is a bias-motivated crime and a message crime, with somebody giving the message that we don't want you to feel safe as a Jew. And it impacts not only those targeted, in this case Jewish students, but it impacts the broader Jewish community and all marginalized communities on campus. This stuff never stays localized.
Bennett says there's been a rise in vandalism and hate speech on Colorado campuses, including threats against students. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Families of the victims of the Club Q shooting gathered at the state capitol Tuesday for an event to remember their loved ones. Democratic Representative Stephanie Vigil spoke out against hate speech and anti-LGBTQ resentment.
As a member of this community and representative for the district where Club Q is located, I'm here to say I'm not going anywhere. No one's going back in the closet. We're not going to drop it and move on. And we're not going to allow our fair city of Colorado Springs to drop this atrocity in the memory hole and let it fade away.
Club Q will reopen later this fall with new security features and a permanent memorial to the victims. And folks on the Front Range are waking up to a couple of inches of snow this morning. Colorado's southwestern mountains have gotten much more, at least a foot of snow for some places. And snow will continue to fall throughout the day with heavier totals in southern and eastern Colorado. And the Denver Nuggets are back in action tonight. They play Dallas at Ball Arena. They're still atop the Western Conference standings. This is CPR News.